Liberty has passed. And, of course, it's schools in session in a variety of ways, either in the classroom itself or remote learning or maybe a mixture of both. So I've got one of these stories here that in the past you could understand this happening in a school, but it's now happening in a home. And there's been a couple of these stories. I wanted to bring it to light just because it kind of brings to light what is being dealt with the online. And also the way that when we talk about seeking out news and information, different sources. And this is online information, but I think I've found some, I will say, reputable sources because it's other media organizations from other where this story occurred in Colorado. It looks like a couple of TV stations and a local newspaper. Basically, the story is the same, although there are some nuances, which makes me go, hmm. Anyway, so you hear about this story that's coming to light about this 12-year-old boy that was suspended from school for having a toy gun, and he was remote learning. He was at home, and he was seen on the screen with his gun. Now, you can imagine if this were in school.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but now this is remote learning. There's a couple of other stories, too. There was a story recently about apparently a young boy who was seen with an airsoft gun in the background and was, you know, some authorities were called on that. But this is the kind of thing now that's being dealt with. I know that when we were getting remote learning information, one of the things that was talked about, although they didn't reference this, that was talked about, just be wary of what's behind you or what your background looks like. Mm-hmm. Of course, we could say that for people who have done remote working from home, that have done meetings and things that, you know.
Yeah.
Beware of what's behind you. And there have been a number of unfortunate stories about people who enter the picture, sometimes in various stages of undress or things, yes. Things like that. Anyway, but it is interesting. And, you know, so the questions are being asked now. So what is appropriate for a school to do if they may see something that is of concern, and how is it handled remotely if a student is at home? And something may be discovered that wouldn't be appropriate in the school. Is it still an appropriate remote learning, or is it none of the school's business because the school's at home, kids at home, at least is online learning?
I suppose it could be whether or not it could be perceived as a threat toward other students or something, even though it's online.
And in the stories I'm seeing, apparently the teacher who contacted the authorities assumed or thought it knew it was a toy gun, but still called authorities. And then it got a little messy, too, because apparently the police did respond to sheriff's office to conduct a welfare check on the young child without telling the parents. And so the parents found out afterward and then come to discover, this is an interesting aspect I never even thought, the school admits that the Zoom learning they have been doing all has been recorded. And nobody knew that these sessions were being recorded. And so now everyone's going, what do you mean recording these sessions? Hey, now, wait a second. That's a whole other aspect of the conversation. Well, that's interesting, as I said, from the various media. One of them describes a 12-year-old boy who was suspended for flashing a toy gun across his computer screen. Another story describes it as a boy waving a gun. Another story says a toy gun was seen in an online class. You know, there are differences between flashing, waving, and seen. I'm just suggesting. And one of the stories, most of these stories were concentrating on this young boy. And then this other story I see that was done talks about two students whose names were redacted were seen playing with a handgun during an online art class, but only one was said to have been in trouble.
Right.
So how does one story have two and the other stories don't even reference two? And again, the differences, you know, is that going back to the flashing, the waving, or just seen, my question would be, well, how is it referenced in the police report? Are these reporters just saying, describing what they think has happened, or is there an official police report that says the teacher described it as this? I don't know. So even as I come to you with this story, it's like I'm trying to figure out exactly what happened with all this. But yeah, so
is it that teachers, administrators, schools in general don't want to be blamed in case anything? And yeah, even if this was toy gun or whatever, still they don't want to take any blame for not saying anything in case something does happen.
And that's,
I mean,
the other part of the conversation. After
right.
We talk about all this, the question is, in concern for something that, you know, because we know that things do happen in homes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And maybe a teacher, because if the teacher doesn't say something, somebody might go back if there is anything going on.
Look at this. It was recorded, too. Yeah. And it was right.
So,
right. Yeah.
Isn't that just, again, a conversation that you would not have had, mm-hmm. and now you have to have it. And Mike, you know, whoever, did anyone think of these contingencies?
You know, probably not.
When everyone was gathered in the big room saying, okay, we're going to remote learning at home. How are we going to do this? How is this technology going to work? Did anyone say, hey, what happens if we see someone appropriate? Yeah. You know, what happens if, you know, but now they got to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, to the point, in this case, the parents have already removed this child from school. And I think a lot of it goes back because in the police report, the teacher admits that they probably figured it was a toy gun, but still they advanced this anyways. Another question is, what if he knew it was a toy? But again.
Yeah, I know.
Well, didn't they have a policy starting a number of years ago where they take and they paint the, or they have plastic on the end of the barrel that's orange?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a toy, although there have been cases where people painted over that orange to make it look like a real gun.
Correct.
And if you look in stores, even with these, on these packages, it generally says, do not, go out in public. Do not point these because it could, you know, going back to an officer or
making that snap judgment, decision, whether it's his life or somebody else's.
I mean, you know, just so. I'm just fascinated again by the story itself because it adds to a whole different dynamic of conversation now that the school year is getting underway. And again, I'm fascinated in the media sense about just maybe it's just me, but these little nuances in the stories. It's like, you know, as I said, I would say all reputable, but there are just little differences in the news story. Were they all working from a police report? Were they working from their different conversations? That, you know, let's face it, if one reporter calls up. I'll just say the teacher or the parent or whoever the spokesperson is, they might say generally the same story to that reporter, or they might add another word or two that they don't tell the other reporter.
You know, right. Oh, it happens all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Or how good the questions are being asked.
Well, yeah, that's a good question,
that's
too.
That's another factor.
Yeah. How often does that happen in a news story and somebody says, well, why didn't you tell them that? Well, they never asked.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, we'll put a link up on this story and we'll put a podcast, too. But I don't know. It could be a whole different opportunity for a conversation or a potential show to talk about this, about how schools should handle these kinds
maybe
of in-home situations.
School boards will have to address their, amend their policies that they have to take into account the online situation.
Yeah.
You know, they have policies about weapons in schools and not having them in schools, et cetera, et cetera. Well, now it extends into the learning environment from the home.
Or does it?
That's
the question being asked.
Good point.
Your
home is your castle, Charlie?
Well, you know, again, that's the question. But again, what Pat said, again, that was part of some of the, especially in the social media.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, as much as the school's taking a lot of heat on this, you know, I think overall because it seems innocent, but some are throwing out the old, but if it wasn't, what kind of school, you know, what kind of heat?
Mm-hmm. And lawsuits and everything, yep.
Whew. That's why I'm glad we just sit here and blab on the radio.